Member Week is here at Lowe's. That means it's time for MyLowe's Rewards members to save big with up to 40% off hundreds of items like appliances, tools, home essentials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings now through October 15th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is actor, impressionist and voiceover artist Jim Meskimen. He recently played Senator Edward Gurney in Gaslit opposite Julia Roberts and Sean Penn, and will be portraying Phil Donahue in Welcome to Chippendales. He's the son of American TV mum Marion Ross from Happy Days, Gilmore Girls and Brooklyn Bridge. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Hannah. Good to be on.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And it must have been strange for you kind of being born into the entertainment industry. I mean, did it feel a bit like that, or did you feel just like a normal kid?
Well, I think it's strange for anyone to be born, first of all. I mean, that's an odd experience we all have to go through. But, you know, you have to realize my mom slowly grew to be a famous person. So by the time, you know, when I was 12 or 13, she did a pilot for Happy Days. It languished for a long time. Then it was a series, but not a very popular series. Then it exploded when they went multi-camera, and it grew very gradually. So I had a more gentle time. It wasn't like winning the lottery. It was like, you know, experiencing just some small improvements until it was like, hey, you know, things are going pretty well here now.
Yeah.
By that time, I was out of the house.
Okay, fair enough. And so you were an adult when your mum became really famous then?
I was, you know, basically a teenager when the show was at its height. In fact, I was on an episode of Happy Days, the one it's kind of a famous one. It's the one where Fonzie jumps the shark.
Yes. Brilliant.
And which has become a part of the American lexicon anyway. Jump the shark is now a phrase, you know, that means a show has outlived its welcome and is doing almost anything to get people to watch. But it actually, it wasn't Happy Days was only in its fifth season when that occurred. But I was a kid on the beach, a 17-year-old, very fit young teenager who actually gave the line, hey, they've got a shark out there. So I have my little place in television history.
Yeah, fantastic. And you actually started your career as a visual artist, didn't you? You were kind of designing cartoon characters for Thundercats.
That's right. I was the main character designer for Thundercats back in the 80s when I first came to New York to pursue my acting, but I supported myself as a visual artist. So I did cartoons, illustrations, you know, some portraiture, and basically jumped ship as soon as I could and got into improv. I've been on your Whose Line Is It Anyway, by
yes.
the way, your British version a long time ago.
What a great
show. I was
just
looking at some old episodes of that on YouTube. Man. That was really fun. So as soon as I could, I stopped working professionally as a visual artist and started working as a performer.
And with regards to being a voice actor, I must admit, I was having great fun before the show, watching lots of YouTube clips as well of you doing various voices. You're ever so good, I have to say. I mean, I know you've made a career out of it, so you obviously know that you're good, but I was very impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's very heartwarming. I appreciate it. It's nice of you. Yeah, I invite all your listeners to my YouTube channel to see me do my daily celebrity fortune cookie, where I spin the wheel, get a celebrity name, and read a fortune cookie fortune in that character's voice.
Brilliant. Talking of Robin Williams, which you do very well just listening there, there was a great piece you're the voice of Colonel Sanders, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah, I do Colonel Sanders, and I don't believe it's the same advertising people that you have in your country, but out here, I'm pretty ubiquitous.
And you've got these things with phone calls between Colonel Sanders and Joe Biden, Colonel Sanders, Robin Williams. They're brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's just a sort of a side project that I enjoy doing. I like, because I like the Colonel Sanders character so much. He's so kind of down to earth and a little bit daffy and silly. And then I like having famous characters, famous celebrities call him up and create these phone calls. And I used to script them, but now I just improvise them and just talk back and forth, you know. I'll be Joe Biden for a minute, and you know, I'll say, Colonel, if there's anything I can do from the White House.
Oh, that's not necessary, really, Joe. I got this all taken care of. Besides, I passed away in 1980.
Oh, you didn't know that. Okay. And then I'll cut it together so it sounds like a real conversation with them overlapping each other.
Yeah. And how you go from one completely different voice to another like that. I mean, that strikes me as being really difficult. You obviously do it all the time, though.
I do it. I practice it. It's just sort of something I got inside of me.
Brilliant. There was one that I really loved, and I was everyone in the office was logging onto their computer and watching it. The Bohemian Rhapsody in various celebrity voices. That was brilliant.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm not the first person to do that, but I did have a good time with it. It was in front of a nice, friendly audience, and it's a lot of different singers to try to imitate, and it was a good challenge. It's a good challenge.
I'm really good.
I dare say I could do it better someday, but it's a fun exercise. I like to throw myself into difficult challenges. Like, in fact, I was contacted by one of your countrymen a few years ago, a guy named Shamuk, and he did a deep fake video. We did it as a collaboration where I performed a poem that I'd written called Pity the Poor Impressionist, and I did it in a series of celebrity voices all in one take, and then he did the deepfake technology on top of my face to turn me into those characters, and it's very weird, but it was an interesting challenge, and I think it was frightening to a lot of people, but I think it's good also that we know that this technology exists and might be, you know, it can be used for good or for ill.
Yes, no, definitely. It's true, because you look nothing like Morgan Freeman, but you certainly not can sound like him.
Thank you very much. Yes, I do. I do try. It's that's a great pleasure.
Going from, it's when I said earlier about going from one voice to another, when they're very different voices, I mean, you have to use a different part of your voice. Going from someone like Christopher Walken to Bob Dylan or Louis Armstrong to George Bush, like you did in that song, was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. You know, I've practiced a lot. It's really like a musical talent. You practice and practice and then you can do the changes very quickly. But for an audience, it's kind of like a magic trick. So when I do it on stage, for my Jimpressions show, you know, people commonly say that they're amazed by how quickly I can change. Yeah. And for me, that's the fun of it. It's to get on to the next one. And anyway, it's a wonderful thing for me to be able to use my impressionist skills in dramas these days. You mentioned Gaslit and Welcome to Chippendales, in which I play Phil Donahue. And there have been various times when I've been able to use that skill. And it's not so much a stand-up comedy application of the skill. It's more of a dramatic thing, which I like a lot. You know, I don't prefer to do dramas necessarily, but I like to stretch myself in those directions.
Yeah, it's a very different thing, isn't it, acting, you know, taking on a serious role.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very different. Different purpose, you know, different kind of entertainment. I'm playing just a kind of a father character in a show that's going to be coming out on Apple TV starring Chris O'Dowd. I'm sure your audience is familiar with Chris O'Dowd, very talented Irish actor who was in Bridesmaids, among other things. And the IT crowd, don't forget about that. Try turning it on and turning off again. And that's a show called The Big Door Prize that I am a part of. So that's coming out sometime in the fall.
Fantastic. And what was Gaslit like to work on? Because I really enjoyed watching it. It was fantastic.
I had a really good time. I had a really good time working on Gaslit. You know, I got to work with Sean Penn. And of course, I was, you know, approached that with a lot of trepidation because he's such a big star and so unique. But he was under mountains of makeup. If you've seen him, he's unrecognizable.
He totally is.
Yeah, you have to look at his pupils practically to find out who he is.
Yeah.
And so the result of that was that I wasn't starstruck at all because I never felt like I saw Sean Penn. And he was acting, of course, like someone else. But he and I got to spend quite a bit of time together. We chatted a lot and backstage
And I'm working with him. He works very improvisationally, too, which is fine for me. I love that. So our acting styles blended very well. And the director, Matt Ross, was very generous. And, you know, we had a really, really good time playing these very, you know, nefarious characters.
Yeah. Because when you were in, when you did that episode of Happy Days, and also obviously seeing your mum there on set, taking you back in time again now, when you met Ron Howard, who, of course, was one of the young stars of the show at the time, gone on to be an award-winning, huge successful director, and you've been in quite a few of his films.
Yeah. Ron has been kind enough to put me in 5 of his films, including The Grinch and Apollo 13, which was a real great pleasure. And this is my Ron Howard impression for anyone who's wondering what's going on. He is a superb director. I guess I met him when he was basically, you know, 20 years old, probably. And I was probably 13, maybe he was 18 or 19, gosh. But he's not only become a good director, I think he's one of the great directors of our time. I don't know if you've seen 13 Lives, this amazing film that is out now that he directed about the kids that got caught in a cave in Thailand.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet.
It's every bit as good as Apollo 13 in terms of its theme of like humanity against the elements and people working together to solve a very tricky, very dodgy problem. So he's a genius director, in my opinion, and I would be very happy to work for him at any time.
Yeah. And you've been in loads of big TV shows as well, doing various different things. Friends, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, This Is Us. What are some of your favorite moments?
Yeah, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was a great opportunity. I got to play an impressionist of the time period. I love that show.
Yeah.
It's a great show, beautifully, beautifully created and produced. And I got to create this character who was an impressionist in the vein of the great Rich Little. I think they were probably kind of honoring Rich Little with that because he's referred to as a Canadian. But so that was great. Working on Friends was sensational. That was such a magical set, and everything ran so smoothly and so easily because they were just, you know, they were just cruising at a very, very high altitude at that point. And, you know, I've been lucky in my career, lucky or unlucky, I guess, depending on how you look at it, to kind of pop in and out of a lot of different productions, a lot of different shows, and to see what the culture is like at that show. NCIS was a fantastic experience. They were the nicest people I've ever met. We're like from the star all the way down. Everybody was so generous and giving. Mark Harmon was just great. That I was sad at the end of the day, knowing that I was not going to come back next week. And all these other people were. That was their regular job. So that was great. This Is Us was so fast. It was like one dinner scene. I don't even remember it. But you may have seen me on Parks and Recreation. I came back about once a season to do a kind of an MC character who evolved into a kind of a bad impressionist. We thought it would be funny to make him into a kind of a flawed impressionist who thinks he's better than he is. And that was always fun to work with Amy Poehler and Chris Pratt, who is now in the stratosphere.
Is that difficult to do? When you're really good at something, it can be really difficult to do it badly. You know, Les Dawson was a famously fantastic pianist and comedian in the UK, and he played the piano really badly. And it was brilliant, so cleverly done. It can be really tricky, like to sing off key if you're a good singer, but make it sound funny. Was it difficult to do impressions badly?
Well, I did another impression. I did an impression of somebody doing an impression. So, but you're right. It does take a high degree of skill to purposely do something in a very, just slightly flawed manner.
Yes. So tell us about the new show that you're a part of. Welcome to Chippendales.
Yeah. Welcome to Chippendales is a limited series about the Chippendales dancers. These, you know, half naked men dancing around with bow ties. And, I don't know a whole lot about the story other than, you know, I was there for a very specific moment in their career, in the career of the group being introduced to America on the Phil Donahue show. And they needed a Phil Donahue, really, they needed someone to portray Phil Donahue and give that energy and,
You know, he's not a particularly well-known voice, and I didn't do a whole lot of bells and whistles with my voice. I mean, he just is a more of a presentational, stentorian kind of voice, I guess, but also kind of homey and friendly, and gosh, here they come.
So I did that. They had to make me up quite a bit and put on a nice big thick head of hair and a nice big thick paunch, and I had a really good time, and I saw a lot of dancing.
Yes. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that for different reasons. And has your mum been able to enjoy a lot of your work and your career?
Oh, yes. She's my biggest fan. My mom is such a treasure. She's going to be 94 this month.
Wow.
And she's living at home on her wonderful estate, which she calls Happy Days Farm. We see her every day. And she just loves everybody a lot. I've been putting her up on my TikTok every now and then. I'll say, "Hey, Mom, say hi to your fans." And so she gives a greeting out. And that it always blows up. People just love Marion. And rightly so. She's a real treasure.
Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, it's been a real pleasure to chat with you and on all your voices, Jim Meskimen. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look
forward. Likewise. Thank you awfully. You've made my day already. Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you and all the men in Welcome to Chippendales.
All right. Enjoy.
Thanks so much, Jim. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.